The Minnesota Board of Health is keeping a close watch on incoming reports of highly pathogenic avian influenza, also known as bird flu, as the spring migration begins to heat up. Dr. Shauna Voss at the Minnesota Poultry Testing Lab in Willmar says she's not surprised that HPAI has spread to baby goats, a group of kids found on a Minnesota farm that had infected chickens on site.
Knowing that there was a high viral load in that environment and those baby goats have an undeveloped immune system, it's a virus that is always changing and is always keeping us on our toes.
And Voss says it isn't just goats, but dairy cattle across six states and even a human in Texas. Well, she notes that no dairy cattle have died and the affected human was treated for an eye infection and has since recovered. There's still just too much they don't understand.
For example, how it's transmitting and the epidemiological links between all of those farms, if they're all connected or if they're separate introductions. Some of that information is still being rolled out and we're still learning about that.
Because HPAI is always fatal to turkeys and chickens, Voss says this is a time of year when poultry producers need to watch their flocks closely as wild birds migrate back to the northern states.
So we know they're out there flying around and about, and that increases the risk of the transmission of the virus into our poultry flock.
Voss reminds poultry producers to maintain their biosecurity efforts and enforce others' respect their preventative measures. For this Minnesota Minute, I'm Ashley Walker.